I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, July 14th. Planned Parenthood of Southwest Ohio is suing the Ohio Department of Health, saying the state agency is dragging its feet on processing paperwork for a Kettering abortion clinic. State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports.
The president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Southwest Ohio Region, Nan Whaley, says the organization purchased the Women's Med Center in Dayton a year and a half ago and filed a change of ownership with ODH.
We basically want Ohio Department of Health to do their job.
Whaley says the delay has forced her organization to rely on the former owner, Dr. Martin Haskell, to maintain his license to keep the center operating. The suit asks the court to force the state to process the paperwork immediately. The Ohio Department of Health has said it cannot comment on the legal matter. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Dayton is one of 300 cities around the world that have been selected to partner with Bloomberg Philanthropies. They will fund youth-led climate action projects. WYSO environmental reporter Adriana Martinez-Smiley has details.
Dayton will receive $50,000 from the Youth Climate Action Fund to pay for projects to mitigate climate change. The projects must be led by young people ages 15 to 24. Grants will range from $1,000 to $5,000. Lila Klein works in the city's Office of Sustainability. She says the city hopes to use what they learned from these proposals for the new sustainability plan the city will draft this year.
So it's the perfect time to bring young people's voices to the table to make sure that our priorities are really aligned as a city with our youth and with residents.
Examples of projects that would fit include urban gardens, tree plantings, and litter reduction. But Klein says the city doesn't want to limit anyone's imagination. Applications will open by August 17th. For WYSO News, I'm Adriana Martinez-Smiley.
People have a chance to weigh in this week on a proposed permit to let a local steel mill release air pollution. The Ohio EPA is seeking comments on its draft air permit for Cleveland Cliffs Middletown Works. Earlier this year, Cleveland Cliffs submitted an application to refurbish its coal-fired blast furnace and install a cogeneration plant to reuse the excess gas for energy. WYSO previously reported that the company likely hopes to use grant money meant for decarbonization for this proposal instead. The company walked back a plan to replace its coal-fired furnace with hydrogen-ready technology last year. The deadline to comment on the draft permit is this Saturday. Visit our website, wyso.org, for more information on how to submit comments. As investigators continue to look for records and details about the 16 children that were discovered in a filthy home in Vinton County, Ohio, many are asking what could have been done to ensure the well-being of the kids. The four adults who lived in that house with the kids have been charged with child endangerment, and there are no records of the kids having attended school. As State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports, the incident is leading one state lawmaker to consider putting more guardrails around homeschooling.
The children in the Siders family were not enrolled in school, but were reportedly being homeschooled.
Clearly, this family was not fit to do homeschooling. We need to figure out what we can do to make sure that this does not happen again.
That's Republican Senator Bill Blessing, who says he's wondering whether government documents could be cross-checked periodically to ensure homeschooled children don't fall off the radar. He suggests AI might be helpful in finding inconsistencies to detect whether the kids are really being taught at home. Blessing says he doesn't want to burden homeschool families with additional paperwork, but he says more accountability is needed to ensure all homeschooled kids are actually getting an education. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
A tribute for those killed during the September 11, 2001 attacks is at the Air Force Museum. The 9/11 Memorial flag is on display in the Cold War Gallery at the National Museum of the United States Air Force. The handmade flag measures 22 feet by 32 feet. It was created in the months following the attacks. It includes 2,983 miniature American flags, each bearing the name of someone killed in the attacks. It also incorporates 86 national flags representing the victim's country of origin, as well as flags, emblems, and patches honoring rescue, recovery, and emergency response organizations. Since the flag's creation 6 months after the attack, it has been displayed at military installations, museums, state capitals, the Pentagon, the USS Intrepid, and locations in Canada and overseas. It'll be at the Air Force Museum through August. Look for hot weather today, a high in the low 90s with sun and maybe some clouds later today. Even hotter Wednesday and Thursday with air temperatures in the mid-90s, heat index levels around 100 degrees. It'll be dry until Friday when we have our next chance for rain. And that's WYSO Today for Tuesday, July 14th. I'm Mike Fraser.